You're in charge. What's everybody going to do? You better get with it. It's not going to happen this hour if you don't.
Robin Venable has been a special education teacher in Oklahoma for 31 years. Currently, she teaches life skills at Charles Page High School in Sand Springs, Oklahoma.
Come in, we're going to go out on the patio for a minute, then we're going to come in and make biscuits.
Okay.
Sound good?
She teaches kids how to cook, clean, manage money, and care for a garden.
Look, there's a cup in our garden. What do you need to do?
Clean it up.
Pick it up. Pick it up on your way back in. Remember, this is yours. I'll be gone. I'm really wanting them to take ownership because I won't be here. I keep reminding them. I won't be here.
Venable is retiring. She had cancer, and that influenced her decision to leave, but also says she doesn't like how the teaching profession has changed.
The testing is ridiculous. The paperwork is just growing by leaps and bounds. The stuff that you're expected to do, you know, it just gets added on and added on and added on.
According to Venable, the headaches are no longer worth the money, and she isn't the only one leaving. The superintendent of Sand Springs School District, Lloyd Snow, says he had a dizzying number of teachers resign last year, and this year is no different.
You know, just this very day, I've gotten yet one more letter that is pretty commonplace in my world right now from a teacher. Basically says, I'll be resigning from my teaching position next month.
The exodus of teachers is happening across Oklahoma, and it's leaving schools with big holes in their rosters. Both Oklahoma City Public Schools and Tulsa Public Schools started the year with about 80 vacancies and never did fill them all. The state superintendent of public instruction, Joy Hoffmeister, has called this a crisis.
In round numbers, we started the school year with about 1,000 openings that were unfilled.
Throughout the year, school administrators have scrambled to get people in their classrooms as fast as they could by utilizing emergency certifications. This allows principals to hire people with college degrees, but not necessarily any teaching experience. The State Board of Education issued 500 of them this year, five times more than normal.
But yet, even doing that, we have ended up the year with 1,000 openings. So this is a crisis that cannot be ignored, and it really hurts kids.
Hoffmeister says the most important thing in a child's school day is an effective teacher. She says having the substitutes has been essential because without them, class sizes would swell, but most aren't qualified to teach, and many subs don't stay very long, which makes it difficult to track a child's progress.
But imagine if you have a classroom of first graders where they need to be learning the fundamentals of reading, and yet they don't have someone who even knows where they started when the school year began.
Hoffmeister has also said 800 classes were canceled this year because there was no one to teach them. She thinks there are a couple things causing this teacher shortage. First, being Oklahoma's low teacher pay. The state is currently ranked 49th in the nation for teacher salaries, with someone starting out at about $33,000. She says college graduates are fleeing to other states in the region where they can make $10,000 more per year. Another major issue, she says, is legislation.
I think teachers are feeling kind of whipsawed back and forth with changing policies, with a too fast approach to reform.
The superintendent of Sand Springs School District, Lloyd Snow, links the problem all the way back to 2001 and the No Child Left Behind Act. He says this law dumped too much testing on students and has irked teachers for years. But then, he says, the Oklahoma legislature passed a law that spread on even more layers of testing and started a teacher evaluation system that leaves educators feeling unappreciated.
Now we sit 10, 15 years later, and where we find ourselves, very little progress, whole lot of disappointment, discouraged teachers, a teacher shortage of which I've never seen in my career.
Snow says his district is working like crazy to fill the retirements and resignations for next year, but it's been difficult because the pool of applicants keeps getting shallower and shallower. Other school districts like Oklahoma City Public Schools have been recruiting around the nation, in Puerto Rico and Spain, because they can't find teachers here. Superintendent Snow says this problem will only get worse if things don't change, but he has hope.
My rant is over. Let me tell you, I see some good things. I do see some good things.
Governor Fallon just signed two bills that aim to bring teachers into the state. There are other bills pending before lawmakers that would roll back testing, and State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister's plan to increase teacher pay by $5,000 over the next 5 years has support in the legislature. Superintendent Snow says it's these legislative changes that can make the biggest difference.
I'm going to be positive and say they're going to do that. Now, if they don't, you come back, because I will have a scorched earth rant about that, because it's just absolutely intolerable for us to allow what we are doing to continue.
For KOSU, I'm Emily Wendler.